Desecration, Disc 6.
Apparently, Carpathia still suspected the Knesset building and thought his own plane was most secure. Chang followed an indication on the audiometer from the patch to the bugs there, and sure enough, it sounded as if workers were setting up for yet another meeting in the first-class cabin. A couple of stewards were speaking in an Indian dialect, so Chang quickly fed it through a filter David had recommended, and an immediate interpretation came up as captions.
They will not destroy the rebel airstrip, then? It appears the GC will use it for their own purposes. They will take out the buildings and clear it of the enemy, of course, but then they will fly in their own troops, who will be trucked to Petra to head off the fleeing insurgents. They will try to... Shh! They're coming.
Mr. Akbar, sir.
Pakistani?
No, apologies, Director.
Speak English?
Yes, English.
This will be a small gathering, just the potentate, Reverend Fortunato, Mr. Moon, Miss Ivins, and myself.
Oh, thank you, sir. We had already made room for too many, had we not?
No problem. You know what everybody likes, have it out and available. And don't forget Miss Ivins' fondness for ice.
1,000 thank yous for reminding me, sir. More ice, please, she says constantly. Water for you and Mr. Moon, juice for Mr. Fortunato, and Reverend Fortunato.
Oh, yes, humble apologies.
I do not care, but you do not want to make that mistake in front of His Excellency.
Or the Most High Reverend Father, ha!
Chang heard Suhail Akbar chuckle.
Make yourself scarce once everything is in place.
Chang formatted the program to record and then switched back to Chicago.
Ready? He said.
I am, Tsion said. How do I look?
Scared.
I do not wish to look scared.
Can't help you there, Doctor. We're pirating the only show in town all over the world. If anyone is watching TV, listening to radio, or surfing the net, you're what they're going to get.
That sets my mind at ease.
Just trying to explain your nerves, sir.
Say when.
Now.
I'm on? Tsion said. Seriously?
But Chang didn't dare answer for fear of his voice being traced. He held his breath, grateful Tsion had not used his name.
Greetings, Tsion said. It is a privilege for me to address the world through the miracle of technology. But as I am an unwelcome guest here, forgive me for being brief, and please lend me your attention.
Chang checked in on the Phoenix. It sounded as if everyone was there and settling in. Commander Moon, get someone to turn off that television.
Wait, who is that?
You know who that is, Excellency? Leon said. That's the heretic, Tsion Ben Judah.
More than a heretic, Carpathia said. He is behind this Micah, thus the plague of sores. So now he consolidates the Orthodox Jews with him. How did he get a television network?
That is GCNN, potentate.
Well, get him off there, Carpathia raged. Walter!
The TV in the Phoenix went silent, and Carpathia exploded.
I mean, get him off the air, you imbecile! Call who you have to call, do what you have to do. We have overcome the plague, and now we will look like buffoons, allowing the enemy on our own network.
Moon was on the phone, his voice shaky, sounding to Chang as if he feared Carpathia would put him to death if Tsion was aired a minute longer. Moon swore and demanded to be put through to the head of broadcasting.
No excuses, he cried. Pull the plug, now!
Give me that phone, Carpathia said.
Cut the feed! Cut the signal!
It sounded as if the phone was flung across the cabin.
Turn it on! Let me see!
Moon.
I'm sure they've at least gone to black, Excellence. Turn it on! Ah! Still there! What is it with you people? Suhail, come here, right here!
Excellency.
No restrictions on curfew enforcement.
Carpathia spoke so quickly that his words ran together and Chang had to strain to understand.
Shoot to kill at the Mount of Olives at Masada. On those locations have been cleared, Highness. Do not interrupt, Suhail. Every civilian plane destroyed, and we have suffered casualties on the ground from crashing planes, sir. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I am saying? Do I need to have you executed the way I will execute Walter if this Ben Judah is not off the air when again I look at the screen?
Moon wailed. What more can I do, Excellency?
You can die.
No,
Suhail a weapon. Please, sir, now, Suhail!
Scuffling, blam, a scream.
Hold out your other hand, Walter.
Please, blam. More screaming, more shots, fresh cries with each. The banging of shoes against seats and tables as Moon, Chang assumed, frantically tried to crawl to safety. More rapid shots in succession, wailing like a terrified baby. Finally, a last shot and silence.
You're doing the right thing, Nikolai, Viv Ivan said. You should kill them all and start over.
Thank you, Viv.
Fortunato.
I worship you, Risen Master.
Shut up, Leon. Suhail, put a fresh clip in this.
Sounds of the snapping in of more ammunition. Fortunato.
I bow in respectful silence to your glory. Oh, for the privilege of kissing your ring.
Now give it to me, Suhail.
As you wish, Excellency, but I will execute anyone you wish. I have always carried out your directives.
Then do what I say.
Anything, Potentate.
I want dead insurrectionists. Run them down. Crash their vehicles. Blow their heads off. As for Petra, wait until we know for certain Micah is there, then level it. Do we have what we need to do that?
We do, sir.
In the meantime, someone, anyone, get Ben Judah off the air.
I will pray him off, your worship. Fortunato said.
I will kill you if you do not shut up.
Quieting now, Highness.
Oh!
What?
The water. The ice.
Chang jumped up and turned on the faucet over his sink.
Blood.